Darren, Kerry and Sky, East Coast Radio. Get Fact with Darren Moore.
Guys, did you know that Toyota's headquarters in Japan, guess which city is the headquarters of Toyota?
Toyota.
Yes, which is the city?
Kyoto.
That's a good guess. Kyoto, yeah. Sky?
I thought Toyota was a city, I'm not going to lie.
Yagoshima. Kiri is right. Toyota is... Woo!
Sorry, I beg you.
Yes, don't say Toyota.
Don't say it.
They're listening. Yes.
I beg your pardon.
So are you telling me that I got one geography question right and your phone's alarm started going off?
You broke my phone. But it wasn't always like that. It's not like Toyota the car was named after Toyota the city. In actual fact, the city was Komoro. Kimono, yes? Koromo. It was. They renamed it back in 1959, I think it was. Yes, 1959. They renamed it Toyota because Toyota had gotten bigger than the city.
No.
So out of respect for the brand, they renamed the city.
So when are we renaming Prospecting Day?
What would you rename it?
Toyota, because there's a massive Toyota field, whatever it's called.
That's actually a very
good... If you live there, saying. What are you, a Toyotan?
Yes, you are.
Yeah. Toyotanite.
I'm accepting all of them.
You're a Fortuna.
That's better than a Corona.
Careful, everyone.
Right, now, and you guys, I remember this, last time I remember this was from
Conquest,
school.
Lol.
You know when you would fall asleep during exams?
No, never, yeah.
Yes.
And you would jerk... You'd fall asleep, but you wake up with the jolt.
Yeah, like your soul's come back to your body or something.
Yeah. It's a biological imperative. We don't know for sure, but because it happens to everyone.
Yeah.
There must be a reason. There must be a biological reason why it happens.
Yeah,
to
but it's the most embarrassing thing in the world
It's actually called a hypnic jerk. That is the phrase for it. So when it happens like that, it's a hypnic jerk. It is believed that our great 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 ancestors, close to chimpanzees, needed it so that they didn't fall out of trees. Because if you fall completely asleep, you fall out of the tree and you become a prey of whatever's on the ground. So that you need to be slightly awake so that you can clench onto the branches.
Stop it.
So that's what we believe. We know until there's other evidence, that's what we're sticking with.
Yeah,
that just tells everyone in your class you've fallen asleep.
In isiZulu, we call it something else.
What do you call it?
Dobo fish, which means you are fishing.
Yeah.
You know how a fishing rod goes.
You go into
like
land.
This.
Oh, yeah.
So that's how it's Dobo fish.
Like
it. Yeah.
Dobo fish.
I like it. I'm going to use that one as well. And then they always say that if you want to be like successful people, then take the habits of successful people.
Yes.
Mm. This one, now, can we imagine? We already know that Sky has different methods when he's in the bathroom.
Oh, yes.
Right?
He takes off all his clothes to poop.
Yes, he does. So he takes all the clothes off, including socks and
undies.
He is stark naked.
Yeah.
When he sits and has a
bowel function.
His
cell phone.
But I leave my mask on.
Yeah.
that's your own fault. That's your own sense. It's not our problem.
Guess what Steve Jobs used to do to relieve stress? Now, keeping in mind that Steve Jobs was a genius that changed the world. And he did it when he was very, very young. What did he do?
Rubik's Cube?
He used to suck his thumb.
He used to soak his feet in water. He was never near any sort of like bodies of water when he was at work. So he'd go into the public toilets and just soak his feet.
In the toilet.
No.
In toilet water to relieve the stress.
What, like, did he put some bath salts or?
Nope. Just flush the toilet, make sure that it's fresh water, and he would soak his feet in toilet water.
Look, it is, and I don't know if you guys have ever done a foot bath. It's one of the most remarkable ways to actually release stress because you can get so much out of your feet, but I didn't know about a toilet foot bath.
So
that is a whole new...
Now imagine Sky goes to the toilet stressed.
Oh!
What's going to happen? That's an image I can't deal with. Oh my word, did it happen?
Those are great.
I didn't like that one.
We just got facts.
To listen to these moments and anything else you might have missed, go to ecr.co.za and click on podcasts.